Lord Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You're our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to make a statement here that is kind of weird to say. I'm excited about Lent. Is that a weird thing to hear? You might say, Pastor, that is a weird thing to be excited about. Isn't Lent mean more church services? Yes, it does. Isn't Lent a somber and depressing church season overall? Don't we focus on Jesus' suffering and death? Why would you be excited about something like that? Some of those questions, you'd be correct. But let's try it from a different perspective. I want you all to think of your favorite movie right now. I'm going to give you 10 seconds, starting now. Go. You got it? You got your favorite movie? I'm guessing in most of those movies, the hero or the main character doesn't die. I could be wrong. So why be excited about Lent? And seeing all the suffering, all of the agony, all the torture, all of the hate, all the violence, all the mocking, all the betrayal of Jesus, and all the sadness, with all the disappointment, why would we be excited about Lent? When I was young, I watched my parents work very hard every single day. It seemed like they never took a break to me when I was young. Waking up early for work, working late into the evening, working to help my family or their friends or neighbors, working on our home, working on projects at church, working, working, working. That's what I remember my parents doing. What I finally realized as I got older is that they were working for me. And as I got even older, I realized they were working for Jesus because of their love for God. Why can I be so excited about Lent? If you're going to pay attention to one thing today, it's this. Because I get to see Jesus working for me. That's pretty exciting. If he does this for me, he does this for you as well. In Mark 10:45, we learned this early on, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Many means multitudes, more than we can count. Many, many, all the people that have ever lived throughout all of time, all those people, Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, came to serve. Lent is the time where we try to slow down just a little bit and focus and watch. Not a movie, but a mission. The mission that God had planned since the very foundation of the world. A rescue mission for you and for me. A rescue where the captives did not want to be rescued. That's us. We didn't want to be rescued. Paul told the Roman Christians that the sinful mind is hostile towards God. Our mind is God's enemy. Our minds are corrupt. Our hearts are deceitful. Our souls are sin-stained. Lent shouldn't be about a rescue mission. It should be about an execution for our rebellion and treason against God. We deserve to die. We deserve hell. And yet, Jesus took your place and mine. That's why it feels weird to say, I'm excited for Lent, or for anyone to say, I'm excited about Good Friday. And yet, by God's Spirit, by God's grace, we understand as believers that with all of Jesus' suffering, all of his agony, all of his torture, all of the hate, violence, mocking, betrayal, all the sadness and all the disappointment that Jesus' disciples saw him go through, and they felt our hero Jesus endured and died to rescue you and me. Our hero Jesus suffered to prove to you once and for all he loves you. Our hero Jesus defeated death and rose Easter Sunday morning for us. We watch his work during the season of Lent. We watch his cross. We watch the tomb over and over again because he is our hero who wins for us. John 1:16 says, "For out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." So it should be weird for us to be excited about Lent at all, because Lent is all about seeing God's love in Christ poured out for us in his work on the cross. All of Jesus' blood, sweat, and tears for you, for me, for all. John 20:31 says, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." What kind of life do you have in Jesus? Is it a life at peace with God because our debt has been paid? Yes. Is it a life in heaven for eternity from Christ's resurrection? Yes. Is it a life that is excited about reading and hearing over and over about our hero who has defeated all our enemies? Should be. In the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, our Savior, please, my friends, join me this Lenten season to say, I'm excited about Lent. It begins next Wednesday. Amen. Join with me in singing hymn 157.
I'm sorry.